Museums around the world have artifacts of indigenous cultures on display, and often those artifacts were gathered with little regard for the culture they belong to. The Western sense of proprietorship dies hard, but Hawaiian activist Edward Haleiloha Ayao knows what it is to succeed at cultural repatriation. He hopes the precedent that he and his colleagues have set can be an example for the world, and he's with us by phone. Good morning, Edward.
Aloha, good morning.
Would you describe for me what you've been able to accomplish with the museum in Germany?
After a 26-year wait, in 1991, we first requested they repatriate four sets of Hawaiian skeletal remains. The museum finally agreed to do so, and this past week we traveled to Dresden, Germany, to take possession of those four ancestral remains, to do a formal signing ceremony, to legally transfer custody of those remains to us, and then we returned them home.
That hasn't happened very often in the past, has it?
For us, this was our 13th international repatriation, mm-hmm. meaning outside of the United States. Within the United States, you have a federal NAGPRA law that requires repatriation. Mm-hmm. But once you are outside of the jurisdiction of the United States, rarely are there laws in foreign countries that require museums to repatriate. So in the absence of legal authority, our formula, you know, is to assert Hawaiian cultural values, because laws are based on values. So in the absence of the law, we've made it clear to these museums that this is a humanitarian request, and it's based on the Hawaiian cultural value of ohana, of family.
You seem to have...
And we were successful in 13 instances to convince museums to repatriate.
Have there been instances where you were not successful, where you just met a lot of resistance?
Well, up until last week, that would be Dresden. And yes, there are institutions in the United Kingdom, throughout Europe, that are very... has strong opposition to the return of ancestral remains and cultural items. You know, they were collected during a colonial period when that was an acceptable practice. Mm-hmm. Even though the United Nations has declared the rights of indigenous people to be able to return ancestral remains and cultural items, a lot of these institutions are... more than reluctant, just outright opposed to the idea of giving up anything that they have in their possession, irregardless of how they were acquired.
It sounds as if the sense of cultural proprietorship, colonial proprietorship, dies hard.
It does, and for some, it's alive and well.
Yeah.
But also, you know, Dr. Jonathan Haas from the Field Museum in Chicago shared with me an article he wrote where he discusses these kinds of transactions from the perspective of power. And he said, you know, these are power relationships, and museums have become powerful because they've acquired, you know, the items of their own and from other people. And so for them, it is the struggle to give up power, to which we say that repatriation is the beginning of the relationship, not the end. As a result of the Dresden Museum's decision, we are now working with the museum to actively consult on their Hawaiian collection that was legitimately acquired for purposes of explaining what their function is, what their use is, the fact that some of those are still being used today, you know, how those objects interact with a living culture. So the information that the museum is acquiring now is far more richer, far more comprehensive than it was in the past. But that's a result of repatriation. So the sky's not going to fall if you give back Hawaiian ancestral remains, especially if you acquired them during the time of the kingdom, because it was against the law to do so.
It sounds as if repatriation for a museum could actually be a tool to educate itself and its visitors, you know, that you could build on.
Absolutely.
That.
And the Dresden Museum used this situation, used this opportunity, rather, to do just that, because following the formal ceremony to sign, you know, the legal documents, the museum scheduled a roundtable panel discussion to invite scholars, to invite students, to invite curators from other state museums in Germany to engage us in questions on how a productive relationship would look like going forward, which is, you know, not just a benefit for the museum, but, you know, an opportunity for Hawaiians to express how our culture is and how, you know, the uses of some of these objects. I think the most important thing it did, though, is allowed each of us to embrace our own respective sense of humanity.
Yeah.
The museum apologized. They acknowledged the colonial and discriminatory practices of the past, and then they apologized for it.
That really is.
And asked us to forgive it. And, well, and with that forgiveness came healing for not just us, but for them.
Sure.
So it was very powerful.
It's a breakthrough, Edward.
For both sides.
Yeah, no, it really seems to be a kind of breakthrough in consciousness. And when I think of the museums that resisted, you know, because I think of museums around the world, and I wonder if they're not worried that if I give up, if I concede on this issue, where does it end? Because I suspect that museums all over the world are filled with things that are one way or another, in someone's point of view, stolen.
Yes. So the critical issue here is free, prior, and informed consent. That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
In all the 28 years of experience I have had in repatriation, not one museum has ever demonstrated that a Hawaiian family gave consent for the taking of a family member's remains. Never.
Why would they?
That's not who we are.
Yeah.
So it's almost de facto that if you have these remains in your collection, they're a result of theft. And so there's a growing movement, you know, ethical movement, moral movement, to say to museums that, you know, your past practices are your past practices, but that doesn't mean you're enslaved by them. You have the opportunity now to step into the future in partnership with the very people whose culture you exhibit.
Yeah,
and the first step in developing that healthy relationship is to make sure that those things that were not meant to be collected are returned.
You know,
the museums would be better off for it.
When you were describing the museum's reluctance to deal with this in terms of power, you know, whenever you look at things in terms of a power dynamic, you find that people just don't like to give up power, no matter how it was acquired,
no,
right?
No. Correct.
That's, I'm sure you've seen that in many ways over the years. But do you also see this as a precedent from which many others could benefit?
Yes, absolutely, because what this museum in Dresden is a state museum. And so what their director said at this ceremony is, you know, that they were, the museum had committed to honor repatriation claims from the New Zealand Maori, from the natives of Rapa Nui, and from the African people of Namibia. So those are the three outstanding claims the museum still has to address, but that it had committed to repatriating remains to those people, and that it would consider legitimate claims for repatriation in the order that they are received. So it's, you know, they didn't just repatriate to Hawaiians. We were the first.
Yeah.
First ever repatriation from the Free State of Saxony. But this museum made it clear that they intend to come clean completely
That's really.
And if there's a legitimate request from a bona fide claimant, they will engage in meaningful consultation.
And based on moral force rather than somebody than they had to. That's pretty good news,
correct.
Edward. It really
and,
is.
And German museums are stocked, especially with Hawaiian and Native American human remains, funerary objects, and sacred objects. There's just some fascination in Germany, especially with Native Americans, the Carl May Museum. And so this action now has stirred up that, you know, that awareness. And hopefully it leads for more meaningful discussions amongst museum professionals as they review their code of ethics. And the German Museum Association just came out with a set of recommendations. And I was asked to review that and critique those recommendations, and I did. And in that article, my co-author and I was especially critical of the Dresden Museum. I mean, to the point where I refer to the experience as intellectual savagery.
Edward, we have to go, but it really does look as if there's signs of hope in all this. Thanks very much for talking with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Edward Haleiloha Ayau is the former executive director of Hui Malama Ina Kupuna o Hawaii Nei, a Hawaiian cultural group that led to a 26-year effort to repatriate skeletal remains to Hawaii. The group successfully lobbied for a repatriation of bones held by the Museum of Ethnology in Dresden, Germany.